Chapter 6, Energy, Section 1, Energy Changes, from the textbook, page 162. As you read, you learn what energy is. You'll also be able to describe the form energy takes, and you'll be able to compare and contrast potential energy and kinetic energy. Why it's important. Energy causes all the changes that take place around you. Your view vocabulary word is speed. It's the distance traveled per second by an object. And your new vocabulary words are energy, kinetic energy, potential energy, and law of conservation of energy. Energy. Energy is a term you probably use every day. You might say that eating a plate of spaghetti gives you energy, or that a gymnast has a lot of energy. Do you realize that a burning fire, a bouncing ball, and a tank of gasoline also have energy? What is energy? The word energy comes from the ancient Greek word energos, which means active. You probably have used the word energy in the same way. When you say you have a lot of energy, what does this mean? Energy is the ability to cause change. For example, energy can cause the temperature of a pot of water, or it can change the direction and speed of a baseball. The energy in a thunderstorm, like the one shown in Figure 1, produces lightning that lights up the sky and thunder that can rattle windows. Energy can change the arrangement of atoms and molecules and cause chemical reactions to occur. You use energy when you change the speed of a bicycle by pedaling faster or when you put on the brakes. Reading check. What does energy do? Forms of energy. If you ask your friends what comes to mind when they think of energy, you probably will get many different answers. Some might mention candy bars or food. Others might think of the energy needed to run a car. Energy does come in different forms from a variety of sources. Food provides energy in the form of chemical energy. Your body converts chemical energy in the food you eat into the energy it needs to move, think, and grow. Nuclear power plants use nuclear energy contained in the center or nucleus of the atom to produce electricity. What other forms of energy can you think of? Page 163, energy transformations. Energy is stored in the chemical compounds in your muscles. When you push down on a bicycle pedal, chemical energy is used to make your legs move. An energy transformation occurs if energy changes from one form to another. Energy transformations go on all around you and inside of you all the time. The chemical energy stored in your muscles changes into energy of motion, as you can see in Figure 2. When a car sits in sunlight all day, the energy in sunlight changes to heat energy that warms the inside of the car. The energy you use to stretch and move a rubber band also changes into heat energy that raises the temperature of the rubber band. During these and other types of energy transformations, the total amount of energy stays the same. Energy is never lost or gained, it only changes form. Using energy transformations. Since the earliest times, humans have used different forms of energy. When humans first learned to make fires, they used the chemical energy in wood and other fuels to cook, stay warm, and light their way in the dark. Today, a gas stove like the one in Figure 3 transforms the chemical energy in natural gas to heat energy that boils water and cooks food. An electric current that flows in a wire carries electrical energy that can be used in many ways. A hairdryer converts electrical energy into heat energy. A light bulb converts electrical energy into heat and light energy when you flip on a switch. Page 164, kinetic energy. One soccer ball is sitting on the ground and another is rolling toward the net. How does the energy of the moving ball compare to the one at rest? A moving ball certainly has the ability to cause change. For example, a moving bowling ball shown in Figure 4 causes the bowling pins to fall. A moving ball has energy due to its motion. The energy of an object has due to its motion is called kinetic energy. A football thrown by a quarterback has kinetic energy. A skydiver or leaf falling toward Earth also has kinetic energy. Mass, speed, and kinetic energy. Although moving objects have kinetic energy, not all moving objects have the same amount of kinetic energy. What determines the amount of kinetic energy in a moving object? The amount of kinetic energy an object has depends on the mass and speed of the object, as shown in Figure 5. Imagine a small rock and a large boulder rolling down a hillside at the same speed. Which would have more kinetic energy? Think about the damage the rock and the boulder could do if they hit something at the bottom of the hill. The large boulder could cause more damage, so it has more kinetic energy. Even though the rock and the boulder were moving at the same speed, the boulder has more kinetic energy than the rock because it had more mass. Kinetic energy also depends on speed. The faster a bowling ball moves, the more pins it can knock down. When more pins are knocked down, a greater change has occurred. So the faster the bowling ball moves, the more kinetic energy it has. Kinetic energy increases as speed increases. Figure 5, page 165, visualizing kinetic energy. The amount of kinetic energy of a moving object depends on the mass and the speed of the object. For example, the fastest measured speed of a baseball has been thrown is about 45 meters per second. The kinetic energy of a baseball traveling at that speed is about 150 joules. There is evidence that a meteorite 10 kilometers in diameter collided with Earth about 65 million years ago and might have caused the extinction of dinosaurs. The meteorite may have been moving 400 times faster than the baseball and would have a tremendous amount of kinetic energy due to its enormous mass and high speed, about a trillion joules. A 600-kilogram race car traveling at about 50 meters per second has about 5,000 times the kinetic energy of the baseball. Earth's atmosphere is continually bombarded by particles called cosmic rays, which are mainly high-speed protons. The mass of a proton is about 100 trillion times smaller than the mass of the baseball. Yet some of these particles travel so fast, they have nearly the same kinetic energy as the baseball. And a sprinter with a mass of about 55 kilograms and running at 9 meters per second has kinetic energy of about 15 times greater than the baseball. Page 166. Transferring kinetic energy. Kinetic energy can be transferred from one object to another when they collide. Think about the transfer of energy during bowling. Even if the bowling ball does not touch all the pins, it still can knock them all down with one roll. The bowling ball transfers kinetic energy to a few pins. These pins move and bump into other pins, transferring the kinetic energy to the remaining pins and knocking them down. A transfer of kinetic energy takes place when dominoes fall. You need to give only the first domino in the row a bit of a kinetic energy by lightly tapping it to make it fall against the next domino. As the first domino falls into the next one, its kinetic energy is transferred to the second domino, as shown in Figure 6. The transfer of kinetic energy continues from domino to domino until the last one falls and hits the table. Then the last domino's kinetic energy is transferred to the table. Potential energy. Suppose the ski lift in Figure 7 takes a skier to the top of a hill. The skier has no kinetic energy when she is standing at the top of the hill, but as she skis down and moves past her kinetic energy increases. Where does this kinetic energy come from? Gravity pulls the skier down the hill. If the skier were standing at the bottom of the hill, gravity would not start her moving as it does when she's at the top of the hill. When the skier's position is at the top of the hill, she has a form of energy called potential energy. Potential energy is energy that is stored because of an object's position. By using the ski lift to take her to the top of the hill, the skier increased her potential energy by changing her position. Increasing potential energy, page 167. When you raise an object above its original position, it has the potential to fall. If it does fall, it has kinetic energy. To raise an object, you have to transfer energy to the object. The ski lift uses energy when it takes a skier up the hill and transfers some of that energy to the skier. This energy becomes stored as potential energy in the skier. As the skier goes down the hill, the potential energy she had at the top of the hill is converted to kinetic energy. If the skier were lifted higher, her potential energy would increase. The higher an object is lifted above Earth, the greater its potential energy. Converting potential and kinetic energy. When a skier skis down a hill, potential energy is transformed to kinetic energy. Kinetic energy also can be transformed into potential energy. Suppose you throw a ball straight up into the air. The muscles in your body cause the ball to move upward when it leaves your hand. Because it is moving, the ball has kinetic energy. Look at figure 8. As the ball gets higher and higher, its potential energy is increasing. At the same time, the ball is slowing down, and its kinetic energy is decreasing. What happens when the ball reaches its highest point? The ball comes to a stop for an instant before it starts to fall downward again. At its highest point, the ball has no kinetic energy. All the kinetic energy the ball had when it left your hand has been converted to potential energy, and the ball will go no higher. As the ball falls downward, its potential energy is converted back into kinetic energy. If you catch the ball at the same height above the ground as when you threw it upward, its kinetic energy will be the same as when it left your hand. Page 168, Energy Changes in Falling Water. You might have stood close to a large waterfall and heard the roar of the water. Just like a ball falling to the ground, the potential energy that the water has at the top of the falls is transformed into kinetic energy as the water falls downward. The kinetic energy of falling water can be used to generate electricity. As shown in Figure 9, water backs up behind a dam on a river, forming a lake or a reservoir. The water near the top of the dam then falls downward. The kinetic energy of the moving water spins generators, which produces electricity. The potential energy of the water behind the dam is transformed into electrical energy. Reading check. The potential energy of falling water is transformed into what form of energy? Conservation of energy. Following the trail of energy as it is transformed can be a challenge. Sometimes it might seem that energy disappears or is lost, but that's not the case. In 1840, James Joule demonstrated the law of conservation of energy. According to the law of conservation of energy, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed from one form into another. So the total amount of energy in the universe never changes. The only change is in the form that the energy appears. Kinetic energy can be converted into heat energy when two objects rub against each other. As a book slides across a table, it will slow down and eventually stop. The book's kinetic energy isn't lost. It is converted into heat energy as the book rubs against the surface of the table. Following the energy trail. The flow of energy as a soccer ball is kicked is shown in Figure 10. Chemical energy in the soccer player's leg muscles is converted into kinetic energy when she swings her leg. When the ball is kicked, this kinetic energy is transferred to the ball. After the ball rolls for a while, it comes to a stop. The kinetic energy of the ball seems to have disappeared, but it hasn't. As the ball rolled, its kinetic energy was transformed into heat energy as the ball rubbed against the grass. Summary. Energy. Energy is the ability to cause change. Energy has different forms, such as chemical energy, nuclear energy, heat energy, and electrical energy. Energy can be transformed from one form into another. Kinetic and potential energy. Kinetic energy is the energy due to the motion of an object and increases as the object's mass or speed increases. Potential energy is stored energy due to an object's position and increases as the object's height above Earth increases. Law of conservation of energy. The law of conservation of energy states that energy cannot be created or destroyed, but only transformed from one form into another. That ends our section one of chapter five, called Energy Changes.